This morning we're visiting with Melanie Nielsen. Good morning to you, Melanie.
Hi.
Melanie, you're off on what seems to me to be a really exciting adventure coming here the first part of July. So tell us what you're doing on that day and the few days after that.
Well, I've been selected to kind of represent Atlantic and the state of Iowa to run Down Under in Australia in a big track competition with a bunch of different countries. So,
wow. Anybody else going with you that you know?
Not that I know of. I actually think I'm the only one going from Iowa is what I've heard. So
it's going to be new all the way around, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be exciting, though.
Yes. And what's your experience been in the past in terms of travel?
I've actually never been on a plane, so I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
Well, I'm sure it'll be great. But that means you probably haven't been out of the United States before.
No.
No. What other countries will be there?
I actually don't know. I just know that United States is like one of the countries, and then I don't know, just a bunch of different ones, I guess.
So that'll be a surprise to you.
Yeah, it
will. Meet lots of people. And you know, the interesting and actually positive experience I think you can have is now you can connect with those folks.
Yep.
You know, after you meet them, you can be friends forever.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yes. And obviously some other people from the United States are going, so
yeah.
you're meeting from people from across the United States. Melanie, let's kind of back up earlier in your life. First of all, tell us about your family.
I'm the oldest in my family. I have two younger brothers and then a younger sister. And we live here in Atlantic.
Yeah, your parents are?
Jeff and Brandy Nielsen.
Right. So when did you start getting interested in I'm just going to say running. I know track is more than running, but when did you start getting interested?
Well, I ran it in middle school with, like, friends and stuff. And I think my freshman and sophomore year, I kind of hated track. And then my junior year, I kind of started to get the feel for it, and I started to like it. And then my senior year, just started to enjoy it, yeah.
And how do you participate in track?
I run sprints, so like 400s, 200s, 100s, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What kind of training do you have to do sprints? I mean, that surely has to be a little different than if you're running long distance.
We work not so much on endurance. It's just like quick, short stuff, I guess.
You know, when I've watched some track meets, mostly, I guess, Olympics, that getting started seems to be one of the most important things. And in a sprint, that has to be really important.
Every little thing counts. There's a lot of technique until your block starts, more than you think, actually.
What are you thinking when you're down there, you're getting set? What's going through your head?
You don't really have that much time to think. It's kind of just like, oh, I'm getting ready in the blocks, then bam, the gun goes off and you're...
In a way, you have to go right now.
Yeah. You don't really have much time, so...
So what's your fastest time in your shortest sprint?
In the 100, I think my fastest time was 12.92.
Okay. And how would you like to better that? What's your goal? I know you want to go a little faster.
But yeah, I think I probably could go a little faster. Just got to work on my block starts a little more. And I don't know, 200s are more my thing because they're kind of like right in between the 1 and the 4. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you really have a chance to run a little more
in
the 200 than in that 100.
It takes a while to gain the speed.
Yeah. Because it does go by really fast. And it always sort of amazes me when you're talking about cutting time there. You're not talking about a second. You're talking part of a second?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
It's hard to drop a full second. You just got to kind of inch down.
Uh-huh. Wow. So now your school is just over. And so you can say, hey, I could sleep late every morning. I don't have to do anything. But maybe that's not the way that's happening.
I wish. I still get to sleep in, though. I'm actually working at Sunnyside Pool this summer lifeguarding, so I have that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you're still doing some training then. I mean,
yeah.
You've got to stay in shape.
Yeah, well, actually, me and Allie Krogman have a senior all-star meet coming up in June that we have to stay in shape for.
And what kinds of things do you do when we talk about stay in shape? What does that mean to you?
Try to get a workout at least every day, maybe, and then have a few days off. I don't know, just lifting, running.
Okay, that was my next question, was about lifting weights is a part of your training.
Yeah.
And what part of your body is most important when you're doing sprints? Is there one part that you say, I've really got to...
I think it's probably all of it, because like you have to pump your arms to keep you going, and then your legs are pretty important too.
Yeah, very important. And then I'm thinking, it's what's on your in your head that's maybe most important.
I don't know, because normally I kind of just blank out, because like my sprints are like so quick that it's you don't really have much time to think. It's kind of over.
And say, okay, where's everybody else?
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit more about your trip. Of course, you're talking about airfare, and you've got to stay somewhere and all that sort of thing. So let's talk a little bit about funding. How does that happen?
Well, a lot of people have already donated, and I'm actually doing a few fundraisers to help with that too, because the deadline's coming up soon. And
what's your next fundraiser coming up?
Yeah, we're having a tip night at Pizza Ranch the 30th of May.
That's the Wednesday following, yeah. It's just about a week away, actually.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah. Okay, and so people come and buy pizza and?
Me and my friends will be bussing tables and stuff, so whatever tips you leave, we get those towards the trip, and then I think we get like 10% of the sales that night, too, so it's a good deal.
Yes, it really is. So any time frame on that? What's the time frame on the 30th?
I'm actually not sure, but we have flyers and stuff that'll be around.
Okay, but it's evening, right?
Yeah, later that night.
Okay, so go have pizza and help out a little bit. Melanie, we're visiting with Melanie Nielsen. Why do you think we should support you? Why should people, because you said people have given donations and now you're, you know, asking here for other support. Why should they do that?
Well, because I'm kind of representing Atlantic and Iowa and the United States like all together. So it's kind of just a way to represent, I guess.
Uh-huh. And of course, this was by invitation, which you obviously accepted. What about Australia? I mean, what are you thinking about?
I don't know. It's going to be different. I heard from some people that have gone down there that it's like a whole different realm of stuff. Like, it's, I don't know.
You're going to find out, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, because people are donating, companies are donating and so on, I'm guessing you're going to take a camera.
Yes. My mom told me I had to take a lot of pictures.
Yes. And then when you get back, what will you do with those?
Well, some of the people that have already donated have asked me to come back and like share my experience there too. So,
good. I'm guessing there will be people who will want to know more about Australia. And
yeah.
You're the one who's been there and lived there. What's the total time frame of this event?
It's a total of 12 days, including flight time and everything.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be gone quite a while.
Yeah.
But now with all the technology, hey, you can talk and you could even Skype and whatever.
Yeah.
Keep track. How are the other your co-track people? What are they doing for you? How do they feel about this?
They're excited for me. They've actually been helping with fundraising and collecting donations and stuff, so they've been pretty supportive.
Good. They know you're putting forth an extra effort here.
Yeah.
I mean, the fundraising, the getting ready, all of that sort of thing. And because I know you always are ready for the local track meets.
Yeah.
It's been a part of that. You know, track seems to me, except for with a few exceptions, is pretty much an individual sport.
Yeah,
but yet, what about teamwork? How important is teamwork when you're talking mostly individual events?
Well, for, like, the relays and stuff, your individual part in the relay counts, and the rest of your team's kind of counting on you to do your part for the relay. And then, I don't know, you kind of just have to push everyone else in the team to get better, too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So that teamwork is still important.
Yeah, it is.
Even if you may just be, that particular event may be a very individual event. Well, we want to wish you the best in your sprints, of course, and you know, hope you come out really well on that. But I think even bigger than that is your whole life experience. It just sounds like a wonderful experience that we'll want you to share with us.
I will.
Okay. Maybe we can visit when you come back.
Probably.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Melanie Nielsen, who is going to Australia to run in the Down Under Sports Tournaments. We want to thank you very much, Melanie, for visiting with us this morning.
Yep, thank you.